When it comes to America's immigration system, there's a lot of waiting involved. Waiting for Congress to hammer out a deal to reform a system almost everyone agrees is broken. The illegal immigrants here in the U.S. living in the shadows, waiting to get caught, hoping they won't. And those who've been sent back to their home countries, where they wait for word on whether they'll be allowed to return to the U.S. as legal residents. The Senate has passed an immigration reform bill, and members of the House are meeting to discuss the issue this week, but there are still major obstacles to any kind of compromise, mainly the so-called pathway to citizenship that would allow illegal immigrants to apply for legal status after 10 years. It can be a long waiting game, even for those illegal immigrants who've married U.S. citizens and supposedly have a leg up in the process.
My name is Callie Muniz Castro, and I am a pediatric nurse. I work at a respiratory clinic for children, and I'm married to Jonice Muniz Castro. We've been married about a year and a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, we just spent our one-year anniversary very far apart from each other. He's in Brazil, and I'm here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Callie Muniz Castro is our Sunday conversation. Her husband, Jonice, is an illegal immigrant and is currently stranded in Brazil, hoping to get legal resident status in the U.S. She spoke to us from outside Minneapolis, and I started by asking her what first brought her husband to the U.S. in the first place.
His brother, who he was very close to, was killed in a motorcycle accident, and his family was very concerned for him at the time. He was becoming quite reckless with his own life, suicidal. Once they found out that his uncle was going to come here, they really wanted him to go with, to just sort of get a change of atmosphere, to hopefully, kind of kick him out of that rut and basically to save his life.
But he did come to the United States illegally.
Yes, he did. They came here through a network of coyotes, which is people that bring people over illegally. They all flew together to Mexico. Once they were in Mexico, they drove up to close to the border, and then they spent the next few days walking through Mexican soil into American soil. And then another coyote met with them on the other side and brought them further into the States.
How did he make a living when he got to the United States?
His uncle had some connections with some people here to start working doing siting on housing. And so that is what he has done in various locations over the years.
So how did you meet?
We salsa dance, Latin dance, and we met through mutual friends, and we just got to talking and, went from there.
And what attracted you to Jonice?
When we first started talking, it was odd. It was like we were just best buddies, not even romantic, or just like a good guy from that I would have known forever. And he was just so easy to talk to. And after meeting a couple of times, the attraction just grew. He was just so nice, and it was kind of hard to resist, especially when, you've kissed a lot of frogs in your life and you meet a man that's just so caring and sweet as he is.
Did he talk to you about his immigration status, that he was in the country illegally?
Yes, not right away, but probably within a couple of weeks of knowing each other, we did talk about it.
Did you think through the repercussions of being married to someone who maybe and ultimately was forced to leave the country?
Oh, definitely. But unfortunately, love doesn't always listen to logic.
A year after dating, the two of you got married, and that didn't resolve the issue. I mean, I would have thought that since you're a U.S. citizen, that after he married you, it would put him on a fast track to becoming a legal resident. Were you surprised to find out that that was not the case?
No, I knew the case up front. A lot of people don't know, and just, seeing TV or Hollywood, think you get married, you're done, you're there. But it's actually a very difficult process, one that we've been working on pretty much since the day that we got married. There's just no guarantee either. We still don't know what's going to happen.
Ultimately, Jonice was forced to leave the U.S. He is now in Brazil.
Yes, and that's part of the process also that a lot of people don't realize, is they actually have to go out of the country to do an interview and a medical exam and all these other steps. And so we've been separated since the end of January.
Did people take you aside before you got married and set you down and say, Callie, do you understand the repercussions of marrying someone who's here illegally?
Most of them had concern, but didn't actually sit me down. My father did. He was very concerned. You know, he just wants the best for me. I'm his youngest daughter. But he was the most protective and the most concerned, but he ended up falling in love with Joni just as the rest of my family and friends. And so they're all rooting for us. They're all on our side now, and they hate seeing us go through this.
You said you have a lot of friends who came to the U.S. illegally. Are a lot of those people talking about these issues? This idea of a pathway to citizenship, which is something being floated right now in the legislation, do they talk about that as a viable option, even though it could take, at a minimum, 10 years?
Mm-hmm. It's the hope and dream of a lot of people. It really is. But so many people are afraid to even start the process because by starting the process, you're drawing attention to yourself, which means that the government can turn around and just deport you.
Why not move to Brazil? Have you thought about that?
Yes. It's actually part of the things that they need to consider for a waiver. For me, it would be very difficult. On an emotional standpoint, I'm very close to my family and friends, and I have two young nephews that I'm extremely close to, and so is Joni's. But also on a professional standpoint, I would not be able to get licensed there to work.
How often do you get to talk to Joni's?
He lives in the northern part of Brazil, and the technology there is not very reliable. About 90% of the phone calls I make to him don't go through, and the last time I was able to talk to him was almost a week ago.
I imagine this is delaying a lot of other plans in your life, and I understand the two of you want to start a family.
Yeah, you know, we got married with just a few of my family members, but we'd love to be able to celebrate and to say our vows in front of all of our family and friends.
Callie Muniz-Castro, her husband Joni's Muniz-Castro, came to the U.S. illegally. He is waiting legal U.S. status in Brazil. Callie, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for allowing me to spread the word about what is going on in the process that we're going through.
You're listening to NPR News.